On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Our first Heritage Foundation update of 2025, and a very happy new year to you and to you, Genevieve Wood with the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining us.
Happy new year. Looking forward to a great 2025.
Yeah, and we're going to start off with this, with an encouraging story today. You know, we often on this show have guests on that talk about defending life, and a story found today in the Daily Signal brings that to front page in our lives, where we can see people that are doing just that, defending life. But it's not always an easy task, and Genevieve, I'm sure you've seen the story at the Daily Signal. The headline is "Pro-Life Christian Detained for Preaching Gospel, Offering to Adopt Babies at Abortion Clinic," a story by Elizabeth Troutman Mitchell. Any thoughts on this story?
Yeah, well, I mean, first thing that I think it brings to mind, Steve, is like with so many issues, you know, we talk about them at the national level and what is Washington going to do about this and what is Congress or the president going to do about this. But, you know, when it comes to the abortion issue, and there are certainly laws that need to be passed and changed that affect that issue. But so much of what happens with abortion and whether or not a woman decides to choose life is because of people in their lives and what's happening at the local level. I mean, that's really where most babies are going to be saved. And this is a story about a couple in Ohio who, you know, feels very called and convicted by their faith to minister to women who are considering abortion, and even going as far as saying, you know, we want you to know the gospel. And two, if you'll have your baby, if you're worried about you can't take care of it, we would adopt it. And so they feel very convicted about that. But, you know, what I would encourage people who have those convictions themselves in their communities is, you know, every state and locality can be different in how they allow people to either protest or try to minister to people entering abortion clinics. And so just know your laws. And I think that's one of the things that this couple has found. You know, they tried to do that. They even called their police department ahead of time to say, you know, can we use like microphones? Can we use things that, you know, will make our voices be able to travel to women who are walking into these clinics? And they tried to obey the law. They still, it looks like, have, you know, the authorities there have said, oh, you're making too much noise. Yet, as we've seen in many other cases, those on the pro-abortion side who are serving as quote unquote escorts for these women coming into clinics, they're making a lot of noise so that this couple can't be heard, and they're not being called into question by the authorities. So it's another example of, you know, you're going to have to go through a court battle, and it's bringing to light that this is an issue that no matter where you are, know the facts, but follow your convictions, but be smart about it.
Yeah, and to a certain degree, I mean, you know, you and I weren't there to see everything that happened in this situation, but like you mentioned, his name is Zach, and Zach Knotts, and he reached out to the local authorities and made sure there wasn't any ordinance in regards to decibel level when it comes to, you know, being out and doing what they were doing, because apparently they were using a microphone,
like a headset, and a megaphone. Yeah.
And then eventually, yeah, then eventually a megaphone another time. And while one of them was sharing the gospel, the other would engage with the mothers who were going into the clinic. Not only did they, you know, share the care they have for these women and the babies and their willingness to adopt, I'll quote Zach Knotts from the article. He says, we don't want you just to give birth. We want you to be able to actually have success as a mother and overcome any situation you're in. And they had information to equip these mothers. And mm-hmm. they were also, as you mentioned, willing to be there to adopt these babies. But the other thing, yeah, I mean, you brought up how other, you know, other groups that have public displays of people who call protests that are actually riots, excuse me, and nothing's done. So A couple of things here. Like you mentioned, Genevieve, be aware of what's available locally for you to partake in opportunities to share the love of Christ with others, but be equipped and not ignorant. Have the knowledge of what you can and can't do. And actually, with that in mind, I wanted to remind our listeners, Ethel Maharg is the local leader for a national group called Love Life. The Love Life website, if you want to find out more about it, is lovenm.org. And all 2024, Ethel, each week on Saturdays, would meet people at a public park near an abortion clinic here in Albuquerque. And it's a short walk to the abortion clinic where they would lovingly reach out to the mothers that were going in to have abortions. And they were effective and saw, you know, lives changed and lives saved. What they're going to do this next year is a little bit different, but there's opportunity if you want to be a part of what's happening. On the second week of each month, there will be a walk. They're not going to be doing a weekly walk this year. However, I spoke to Ethel just today, and she's looking to recruit 30 to 40 sidewalk counselors that get the training they need to be doing this. Someone can be out every day instead of once a week. And if that's of interest to you, not only go to the website at lovenm.org to find out more about the organization, but you can email Ethel at Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, at lovelife.org. That's Ethel at lovelife.org. And she'll send you the necessary paperwork and information you need to begin the training they would provide for you to do this. I don't know what else to say here, Genevieve, other than I appreciate what this couple was doing, and you know, I wasn't there to get all the details, but it's not a surprise to see weaponized law enforcement or Department of Justice in other cases, unequally dispersed just with quote unquote justice.
No, that's right. And I think it just points to, you know, you can be inspired by the story. You can see what they're doing and saying, hey, I could do something like that. But be smart like they did to try to find out what the laws are in advance. And then be faithful and, you know, being a witness in your community as a Christian, but also and as a pro-lifer is really, like I said, where we can make the most change. So you want to go about it smartly, but you want to go about the work. And I think that's this couple should be inspiring in that way. And I would encourage people to check out their story on the Daily Signal.
Yeah. And I would, I don't know about adding, I think amen that, not only is training a good thing, which we've given you the information to get that, but just another reminder, this isn't the first time we've said this, when you're in public doing these kinds of efforts, remember you're a representative of the organization you're there with, but more importantly, you're a representative of Jesus Christ, an ambassador. This may be the only message from Christ that some of these mothers hear, or one of the few messages, and you want to represent well and be equipped to do it. And let me give you that information again. If you'd like to participate with Love Life, whether on the monthly walks, which actually there's no training needed for the monthly walks. If you want to do the sidewalk counseling with Love Life, they will train you to do that. And you just email Ethel at lovelife.org. Looking for about 30 to 40 people to be available throughout 2025. So the year's off to, I was going to say a good start, Genevieve, but man, headlines already, it's like there's still plenty of work to do. And we thank God for the work and the opportunities he gives us to do that. We thank you and the Heritage Foundation for the work you guys continue to do, and the folks at the Daily Signal for providing this story. Again, the headline was pro-life Christian detained for preaching gospel, offering to adopt babies at abortion clinic. So go check out the article and check out other. It's a great resource for information that's really pertinent to the things that you believe and lines up with the ideas you have on these various topics. So, Genevieve, thanks so much. It's great to get back here in 2025 and get started on these weekly updates. Look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Hey, stay with us. Brian Cochran is on the way with our Friday financial update next on ABQ Connect.